When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Summertime. Now you look really tan.
I mean, I was in Miami. I was on fire, as Adriana would say. You know, that's where
returning
sun.
Castmate.
Returning castmate Adriana DeMora, which shocks me beyond belief.
Yeah.
What is your thoughts on that?
Well, we'll get into it. Everyone, well, I always forget too. Don't worry, bitch. Everybody, welcome back to the B-List. I am joined by Stephen Krogel, return guest here, friend of the podcast. You guys might know him as Faces by Bravo on Instagram. And we always love talking to him. He has like the best. You always have like the inside. We just talk. So
we just talk. We just talk. We got the girls in our ears at all times.
We really do. I was going to say Adriana from Real Housewives of Miami. Am I surprised? A little bit, because I think Marisol just said the other day that she refuses to film with her. So I don't know what we're going to do. I know you have some tea, so we're going to save that for later. But
yeah, we'll save that for yeah. But my thoughts on Adriana, though, is like, do you like her on the show?
So here's the thing, right? That show's different because it's like they filmed the first half and then it went away for like 8 years and then came back. Adriana, though, the first iteration of it is like, I liked her the first time around because it was like, because it was just a different show. It was like super toxic, but it was like kind of funny to be toxic. And I think this version of the show is like way more about like, real life, what's happening. Yeah. And like what's happening in people's real life. I feel like we know Alexia so much deeper. We know Lisa Hochstein so much deeper. Marisol, they're all like more human. And she's the one who feels like not the right fit. Like she's not
the biggest outlier. Yeah. She's the biggest outlier on that show.
It seems like everybody else is really like, has like
money.
Because that's terrible. Well, money. Yeah. But like also like heart. And I don't mean this in a way that I don't dislike her, but I just feel like everybody else you look at, it's like Nicole is like a little hard, but she has a true story in her life about her father and she loves her husband and she's got a really nice relationship with her kids. I don't see any of that with like Adriana. She just seems like she's
woe is me. Literally.
Yeah. And also playing constantly. Like the Housewives game. She's kind of like a Jill Zarin. Like
yeah.
The show she's auditioning for doesn't exist anymore.
Like the thing that I keep going back to, even after her first season, I was like, oh, I'll be fine if she comes back again. But when she did that Cookie Monster thing to Larsa at the fourth reunion, and then this time the liver thing.
Yeah.
She doesn't know timing whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're so bad at delivering. Like, those things could have worked out had you like known how to execute it.
Yeah.
You know, like
she's almost turning into a Mama Elsa herself. And I mean that in a not disparaging to Mama Elsa, but like kooky. Like kooky and like you're not, it's like weird.
And you're not like, she's just like not picking up on timing at all. I'm like, girl, you could have done that liver thing prior to you guys all making up. And that would have maybe been funny. Whereas you just
now it's
up,
like,
and then well, now what the fuck we're supposed to do?
I think they all recognize that she really wants to be on the show. That's the third, that's the fourth wall being broken, is that she's really upset that she's not a full-timer like the rest of her pals. Hub, what do you feel about Julia returning?
So I actually just met Julia last week. Okay. And I gave some feedback.
Of course. Of course. I have notes. Did you give her my notes?
I gave her some notes. And the best part about Julia was, like, she was receptive to it. Like, she was not, like, offended by it. She kind of knew, like, there were things
that... She knows her place. She's not dumb.
Yeah, totally. And I find her, she actually is a very interesting person. And I think she is such a different dynamic for that show. What I need her to do, and I said this to her, I was like, I don't want you to, like, not be friends with Ariana. Adriana. By any means. But I need you to, like, be able to do stuff without Adriana. And I don't know if you see this, Julia, but I feel like it comes off as like you're using Adriana as a crutch, but in reality I think Adriana's using you as a crutch. Yeah. not maliciously, just she wants to be on the show and
it's convenient.
You're the full-time one, so you're the guarantee to be there, you know.
Yeah.
I think especially with all the Adriana, like, discourse amongst the group, it kind of pulls you away from everybody. And you need to get more in the mix. Like, I think you would do better once you get more into the mix. Or
more of a personal story, which I think is now, unfortunately, it's going to have to be about cancer because of what Martina's gone through. She's cured. Well, yeah. I mean,
Of right now, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, technically you go through like, as someone who experienced that, I think that it's really important, especially for women, to be have their stories told about that, because what she's went through, it was breast cancer and throat cancer. It was like two things at once.
So they found the throat cancer first,
right?
Which they ended up finding by chance the breast cancer. It was one way or the other.
Either way, important to either always way. Have. Just
two
because people don't even
cancers
yeah
at the same time, and you know, I'm an oncology nurse, so like,
yeah,
like, the thought of like I could not wrap my head around the fact that she had two cancers at the same time. That is many, so wild.
Not to be dark, but how many housewives have had cancer on, like, Peggy
Brooks?
Well, good joke. Peggy from OC.
She didn't have it.
Oh, all right.
She got a preemptive.
Oh, it was a risk. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why it was almost so swore that she did. Yeah, at the Chili's, she was waiting for that phone call.
I mean, listen, it's not fun stuff to watch, and it's not fun to cover, I'm sure. But I think at the same time, so many women go through this stuff. So, especially like mothers, and it's just
Dr. Jackie O, Married to Medicine, went through
right. Okay.
Twice breast cancer. Important story to tell. And then, yeah, I swear there were other people that have had, well, you know, Kyle's always a champion about like her mother dying of breast cancer. So I think it's, anything like that needs a platform. But yeah.
Real quick, just totally different topic. Love is Blind reunion. Do you watch Love is Blind?
I don't.
You're fine.
Okay. Okay.
But you do know that the reunion was 17 hours late.
Yeah, I was reading all over Twitter. Everyone was pissed off about this reunion. And I saw that Bravo even threw some shade. Like, we won't
see what
be
I said?
Waiting for... Yes, Ed. Bernie season 13 waiting.
Hello. Anyone there? Like, I was I'm still pissed
We're
about
still
that
working.
One.
We're still but, waiting.
What do you think about Bravo if they ever did a live reunion? Listen, people are
they
like,
did,
I don't...
on Miami.
That's right.
And it was awful.
Well, the thing is that was done very early on. Like that was before Twitter had just started to take off, right? That was the beginning. So I didn't even really see why that needed to be a thing. I think it was just cheap, but people were like, totally why is Love is Blind need to be live? And I said, well, I think it makes sense because for a streaming network like them, they're never part of an, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not part of an immediate like watch party live conversation. Whereas like when Real Housewives of New York is airing, people are on Twitter in real time talking about things. With Miami, people are watching it days between each other. So it can be spread out. It doesn't, the impact of it. That's why Miami feels like a sleeper hit when actually everybody's watching it. We're just watching it at different times and you're not seeing it. So I think I get why they wanted to have Love is Blind reunion live. They just need to, I don't know, figure out how to do it.
Was it good? Or was it
It wasn't even, it didn't even hit. See, that's the thing also. It's a different type of show. So you can kind of already infer who's going to still be together, what's going to kind of go on. With Housewives, you never know what this, you know, so that's, I don't know.
Did you watch the season one Miami Watch What Happens Live reunion?
I remember seeing it, but I don't remember much about it.
That was also Adriana looked like such a tryhard in that, like rewatching back.
Yeah, they wanted that second season.
It's so cringy to watch. And I think the only reason they did it, like you said, it was cheap. They cut the Miami season that season. It was supposed to be like, I don't know, at least 10 episodes or eight to 10 episodes. They cut it down to 6 episodes because it was doing so poorly. So I think that's why they were like, we're not going to spend money on a real reunion. We'll just do it in the...
Well, the season two was good, though, so...
Season two was iconic. It was amazing.
Iconic.
Coachella. I was not there. I was in Miami. At Gay Pride. And I met my new gay husband at Miami.
Okay.
He was performing on the stage and I'm gonna do my Mikel Salahi era, leave my actual boyfriend, marry him, and then get married on pay-per-view.
I love like she did.
Like Real Housewives of DC, if y'all don't know. But Mikel Salahi, that's my era.
What housewife trajectory do you probably are the closest to? Maybe Tiffany Moon, maybe?
My trajectory?
Yeah.
Medicine? I would love to tell myself I was a Dr. Nicole, but I'm not.
Okay, yeah.
Got it. I would love to be a Dr. Nicole. I identify a lot with this is probably going to be controversial. My overall being, I feel like I'm a Kyle a little bit, but okay. I give off Whitney Rose energy a lot.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm like, people think I'm dumber than I am, I think. Okay. And people
think I'm dumber than I am.
Thank you. Yeah, so you can relate. I feel like people think that I'm like vapid and dumb when I'm actually not. And I feel like they sort of pivot Whitney into that character as like sort of ditzy and like she's actually very smart.
Yeah, she's smart. She's calculated. That's for sure. On the Coachella thing, I saw photos of it. People were freezing at night. They didn't know how to dress for the weather, but that's like a thing. I mean, it drops 40 degrees in that desert at like 6:30 p.m. Saw photos of people sleeping underneath aluminum blankets with Crocs on, weird Halloween costumes. I saw everyone's pissed off at Frank Ocean. Apparently he showed up late, left early. I saw a video of him.
I would show up late and leave early too. This Coachella lineup.
Bitch, though, he was the headliner and he was, bitch, they had a photo of him up there. He was in house slippers and no mic in his hand, just jamming. And a hoodie. I was like, this is wild. And y'all pay
thousands of dollars.
The drugs better be good, y'all.
Literally.
I can't.
My friend Malcolm was like, so have you had a chance to like watch my stories from the Coachella? I was like, no, I haven't. Because I really don't.
Yeah,
it's all the same, right? And he was like, well, you should take a you should watch it and tell me, is this enough to get you to come with me to Coachella sometime? I'm like, you know, I'm good on Coachella. I have zero desire to go. I don't know. No. Have you been?
Never been. I'm good.
And
I'm
then good.
I'm not really like a musical festival girly. Like if same. It's in New York, like if it's yeah. Panorama or something, I'm like, yeah, like that sounds fun. It's easily doable and it's an afternoon. It's fine.
Yes.
But to like fly across, I'm not doing all that. But that's just me. Y'all have fun.
Same.
But if y'all freeze in the damn desert wearing Halloween costumes, I'm going to say something. Like I'm not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, then I was like, you know, now that I think about it, you probably paid close to $3,000 to go to fucking Palm Springs. I'd rather go to out of the fucking country for $3,000.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Well, you know what people are going to be paying a lot for in November is apparently BroadvaCon is moving to Las Vegas. So I don't think I'll be going because they give me a free ticket every year, but they're not going to give me a free plane ticket unless I host the panel this year.
Yes, you should. One, you need to look into doing that because you would play doing that.
I told you last year I was supposed to when you were doing yours.
Which one?
They didn't give me a specific one. I don't even know if I should be talking about this, but the person reached out to me and we met for Zoom and it was like we were talking about what the panel would be. Like I was like going to formulate it. Did they give you for you?
Mine, they reached out because so Kate Chastain and
because that's some tea. I don't know if I'm supposed to be telling people, but yeah. Whatever.
Kate Chastain and Darren Karp were doing the Bravo TV digital stage in the middle of the main area. Do you remember that area?
Mm-hmm.
And so they needed like someone to fill in for because it was chaos. Sometimes they weren't going to be able to make it or whatever. So I was like their replacement for when they couldn't come in and do it. And it goes on Bravo TV digital, like the website and all of that and on their YouTube.
Nice. Yeah.
So it wasn't like a panel, like, you know, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills panel. It was just like mini panels in the main stage area where all the shots.
That's almost funner.
It was a blast.
You get to talk to different people.
And I really want to give it a shot again, but the thing was one of the people didn't show up who was supposed to be talent and they changed the whole theme of it. So my note cards were like useless. I had never had someone in my ear talking while trying to ad lib, while also trying to listen to the answers, while also the crowd behind me screaming at me. So I was
make it till you make it.
I literally did. I literally have watched like 2 seconds of it. I was like, I look so incredibly unhinged and nervous
because I was like, fine.
I hope they give me another shot.
I'm sure they will. Everyone loves you.
My ideal panel would be Married and Med, though.
Yeah, we all know you love that. I've been watching SWV Escape, but I've just... It's amazing. It's so fucking good. You guys, I've already talked about it enough on here, but if you guys aren't watching it, you're just a hater. It's only like 6 episodes. It's so easy. And it's like,
can we talk about it for a second at least?
Yeah,
I know you've been talking about it a lot, but
it's better than Real Housewives of Atlanta for me.
Thank you. It is.
It's so guys. I'm not kidding. Cause they're really real.
Yes. I watched the original Escape Still Kicking It. Loved that. Was devastated that wasn't coming back. When this was announced, I was like, fuck yes. And can I just say the ending of the first episode going into the second episode with the family all meeting and Mama, you didn't say nothing when he stole my money.
You ain't say no, she stole my money.
No one stole your money.
Girl.
I literally
Had
to ask my boyfriend because I'm an only child, and I was like, let me play this scenario for you. Would your mom take up for your sibling stealing $30,000 from you?
It's dark.
I couldn't wrap my head around it. And then at the end, which I don't want to give away things for anyone.
Yeah, no, don't.
Ending bombshell with Rocky
they take the money from everybody, but that's all over the internet. But you guys watch the show. It's so good. It's
so good.
they need to put at least a couple of those women on Real Housewives of Atlanta, because they have like actual, that they make Candy more interesting.
Yes.
The fact that Candy's on Real Housewives of Atlanta without these women, it just makes, it's mind boggling to me. It doesn't make sense. And why wouldn't they want to be? The paychecks would be insane. It just makes no sense, but I get it. You know what I think the answer is though? What? Take Candy off Atlanta and put her, because she's fine on this show. Like, this is good. She still makes money doing this and she can branch off and do her own things. And then she stops being on Atlanta, which she sucks up so much money and she's so boring on there. I'm so sorry.
You know what else I noticed? But, and this is like so cool because it's like they did Escape and SWV. Escape.
By the way, SWV is my favorite on that show. They're like amazing.
I was just going to say Escape gave us that like dark drama. Yeah. And it's SWV. I felt like I was learning all about you, and it was just like kind of a lighter and fun. Yes. And like,
they're like homegirls.
Yes. And the what's her name? Was it Lily?
Lily.
Lily. When she was talking about like, I wanted to buy something, and it was like, I bought a king size. You know, like, there was just so many touching moments where it was like, yeah, we have our drama, but then I'm like feeling something from these women, like happiness, you know, like just all the emotions with it. So I really love the SWV girls.
It's something about this show. Like, I thought that Atlanta in general as a brand, like, just, I don't know, Real Housewives of Atlanta, I've been having a hard time with, as you guys know, but I watched this and I was like, they're not casting it right. It's just like, because if these women were on Atlanta, I would be glued to the TV. These are like aunties. They're all the same age around, and they're just like,
Tasha might be one of the most toxic people I've ever seen on television.
Needs to be on Housewives. Absolutely.
Needs to be on Housewives.
Yes, like, yeah.
Literally.
And also like, and also Gorge.
Oh, stunning. Yeah. Stunning. Also, I'm cracking up. She's like body shaming because I have a small butt or something. I'm like,
yeah, girl.
That's a reach. That's a reach. But I'm a,
that shows good.
I have a question.
What?
I was shocked Tiny agreed to do it with all, remember all the Tiny TI stuff that came out?
It's still going on, I think. Or maybe they settled.
She said on the show that he's going away.
Oh, really? They get into trouble. Yeah.
So I was like,
that's probably why she's doing it, because she probably needs the money.
Well, I was wondering, like, I wonder if she put in her contract this.
Did she say this in the show?
She said that T.I. is going to be going away.
I missed that
at some point. It was in like the first or second episode. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like shocked that she was going back on reality TV after, or in the midst of all of this. Because that's fair game to talk about, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not shocked when anyone goes on reality TV, because usually the people that want to go on reality TV don't really give a fuck what's... I mean, it's like, you know.
Yeah. Jen Shaw getting questioned and still seriously. Going on.
I'm watching Summer House and I'm not feeling anything. It's kind of flopping. It's never going to pick up. The show is fundamentally broken.
It's literally flopping as much as... Carl's dick probably does when he sees Lindsay in the bedroom.
No, don't say it. I think they love each other. You're like, what do you?
I love them both individually as cast members.
Yeah.
They ain't fooling me, bitch. They are not. That man. So... That man is not fucking her. Did you see
I'm not
her?
Saying nothing.
I know. Did you see that opening episode in the nurse's outfit? That man did not know what to do with a titty. Like, he did not know what to do with a whole ass titty, let alone two.
I still maintain that of all those people in that house, those are the two that I would hang out with. Everybody else, I cannot fucking stand to this point.
I'm a Danielle girl.
Oh, no. No. She's projecting. It's weird. Just projecting.
However,
it's like,
can we reframe this? She's going through some shit, and I think she's projecting some things for sure. But Lindsay is so used to her being catered to by Danielle that I think Danielle's lashing out in a way. It's both, they're both wrong in their own
way. Yeah, but in the meantime, you have Paige and all of them in Danielle's ear hyping her up, being like, aren't you tired of being a B-roll
friend?
That's
their fault. You want... That's them, you yeah. know?
This is a reunion. I think the reunion will be good. This is one of those seasons where the season sucks, but the reunion's going to hit if they all show up on time and do what they're supposed to do.
So you're not at all, because I feel like I am in the minority, you're not at all irritated by Lindsay and Carl this season.
No, I'm really not. I feel like they're.
I am such a doing the minority. Thing.
Yeah, they're annoying, but it's like they're annoying. It's just like. There's plenty of couples like that. I think we forget. And it's just like, I think also to like love hit Lindsay Hubbard is to understand that she is just like a fame whore. Like, that's okay.
Lindsay Hubbard. And this is like, that's the thing is I feel bad saying this because I fucking love Lindsay Hubbard. I've been a ride or die on this, but like this season specifically, I am struggling with her.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the whole fucking show. The whole show's
The whole show is, yeah. The whole show is, well, this... okay, I love the new girls, though.
No, I don't like them. I haven't met them yet, though, so we'll see. I mean, you know how sometimes you'll, like, dislike people, and then you'll meet them, and you're like, okay, I changed my mind. So I try not to be too...
That's what it was. I was like, I wasn't sure about either of them at the beginning, and as it goes on, one... The white girl, white blonde Sam. Girl, Sam, yes. I've never identified with someone so much when Maya pulled her into the room. She's like, you talk too much. And yeah. she's like, I know. Sometimes I just hear myself talking and I can't stop myself. I'm like, bitch, I know exactly what you're talking about. I do the same ass thing. Like,
it's me too, when I'm like nervous. It's like a thing.
Yes.
But then sometimes I'm not talking enough. It's like, it's never, you know, just gotta.
And then Gabby with her whole astrology is giving
me. I can't do it. No, astrology is not a personality. Sorry.
I love it.
Summer House, this reminds me. Okay, so this leads me to my list. The first thing on my list that I was going to note is, and I tried to talk about this with Jonathan last week, but he wasn't having it. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. Which I knew was coming up because I know one of the producers from Summer House and I ran into him a week prior and he was like, oh, you didn't know there's another Summer House. And I was like, wait, what? I guess they've been totally secretly filming it. Nobody knew. And then like a couple of days later, the trailer dropped. So I was pleasantly surprised that they were all brown. I love it. I'm going to support no matter what. And it looks like it's going to hit. I'm hyped.
And
I love
in Martha's Vineyard. You know, Vineyard. It's giving me Potomac vibes.
Yes.
It's like,
yes, thank you.
It's the most unexpected casting. And
Martha's Vineyard is not a brown. It's not like.
No, I mean, but, same with Potomac. They said it's like less than like what? Yeah. 4% people are
brown. Yeah.
Or brown. So it's giving that sort, which gives me so much hope because.
Yeah,
that's those little secret like
they're gonna places pop.
You wouldn't expect it's gonna pop off really well.
What I'm questioning is a lot of them live in New York or whatever, and so it's not you're not driving up there every weekend. So what are we staying in the house for a month?
I kind of feel like it. I feel like yes.
That's
and
different.
My other question is, are we getting a cast of actual friends like Summer House?
They seem like they're all friends connected.
Okay. Yeah,
and my question is next, how do I get in? Because I don't want to be on that Summer House. I want to be on this Summer House. Yeah, this is the one.
NBC casting.
That's what I want. That would be, oh my God, please.
That would be amazing.
I'm thinking of doing in Fire Island, I just came up with it the other weekend with my friends. We were standing around talking and I was like, we got to do a Juneteenth house with all of my brand friends. I was like talking to my friend Steve, and he's like, yes, yes, yes. We were like writing down everyone. All of our brand friends, we were like, we got to do this. We got to do this. Everyone was like, yes, so hype. So we're talking about doing like a cookout.
That would be amazing.
It's going to be fucking amazing. And only brown people
was
invited.
Was it last year?
What?
When they did that awful flyer, like.
They did a Black Lives.
It was like a Juneteenth, like. I forget what it was. Was it last year?
But it was white people?
Before? Yeah, it was like.
Not it was white people.
Yes! I'm talking to them see this. It was.
I feel like I probably did.
I think it was like the intention was like honor, but it was also like everyone's like, y'all.
Well, y'all ain't got to worry about this. This is all black people. We are like very much,
in your life.
Yeah.
I don't know that you were the right ones to be doing this. Like, come on.
I'm excited for this show. I think it's going to be really good, though.
I think it's going to be amazing. And I have to ask, did you love Southern Hospitality?
No, I don't like that. You know, I don't like that. I'm never going to like it.
I actually really, really liked it. I was really into it.
You watch all of them, though.
No, I don't watch Below Deck. Don't put me in that category. Hell no. I'm not a Below Deck girl. But no, I felt like it was like a fresher version of like Vanderpump Rules is now its resurgence. But Vanderpump Rules with the like mix of Southern charm, but then like had a diverse cast.
Yeah.
So. Huh. I don't know. I just loved it. This one girl was so good on it. She was such a star. If it doesn't come back, I'll be livid because I need to see this woman on my TV. Hmm. I'll have to show you her. She's good.
What's next on your list? What's first on your list?
First on my list as what I'm obsessed with
What are you feeling right now?
What am I feeling right now? Okay. So my latest obsession is, I just had them all in my head before we started this. I'm really into The Mob and the Mafia right now.
Oh my God. That's a Toni Collette movie?
No, it's like I've been watching all these like true crime. Oh, like
in general, The Mob and the Mafia. There's like a new movie called Mafia Mom or something like that.
With Toni Collette, I am like I'm fascinated by it now.
Have you watched Mob Wives Chicago?
Not Chicago. I watched the original Mob Wives. And then I watched Chicago when they started to get the Philadelphia girl. I was like, but wait, so Chicago was good.
Oh my God, it's trash. And there's more of them. And they all know each other and hate each other. And it's like, you have to see it. It's so specifically Chicago.
Is not on my list.
It's trash. And it's like a time capsule of that moment in VH1 history. And it had one season. And there's one woman named Renee. And she's like gorgeous.
Renee Graciano?
Different. Blonde, skinny, and just like fighting bitches in bar. It's, you guys, oh my God, I love it.
Speaking of Mob Wives, this is a really fun fact. I don't know if I've told you this. Matthew and I just realized that we are currently living in the creator of Mob Wives condo.
Oh my God. It's Renee's sister.
Not to
a photo? What are you grabbing a photo?
Like grab like my address and everything, but
yeah.
Jennifer
Graziano. That's Renee's sister. She started the show.
I had so many of these packages just arriving to our house.
That's fucking nuts. And
then I
look on
then I DM'd her and I was like,
"Oh my God.
I don't know if this is you, but
watch the show. Is she friendly to you?"
She never responded. And so I have all these fucking packages for her. And
here's what's going to happen. You're going to DM her again. You're going to ask her to come on here and then we're going to interview her together. Once you're done finishing the entire, and then we're going to talk everything from Big Ange all the way to Drita.
I'm in. I am obsessed with this idea.
You guys are hearing it happen. The brand is turning right now. If you guys don't know, Jennifer Graziano started the show. Jennifer got all the women together. It was like her brainchild. She was like, she didn't want to be on the show. She was like,
Renee's sister. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I don't know why I always thought it was Karen Graziano.
No, Karen Graziano. It's Karen Graziano. Renee is
Graziano. Gravano is
Karen.
She, Sammy the Bull, who turned on the mob. As you can see, I've been watching a lot of Mob.
It's a lot of, it's so good.
That's one of my first obsessions.
my second obsession right now is just following all the Real Housewives of New York, the new ones, not the old ones. They just had their shoot.
I just screenshotted something last night. There was
they're stupid for giving it all away. Everybody sees. I saw their looks. It's like they're.
It was a sign saying like filming for. Or I mean, this is a film. Rony. You know, like when they, Rony something, and I was like, oh my god, it's coming soon.
They're filming the cast photo. I think it was.
That's what I figured.
And maybe the opening credits or something like that, or trailer. But the color story is like gold, black and white, classic New York. It's gonna be good. Side to Silver looks fucking amazing.
You know what's and it's coming up. Yeah, I was gonna say, when do you think it's coming? When do you think it's coming?
Because Andy was saying on Twitter that he was watching it for hours, so he has already had all the finished tapes probably.
They wrapped a while ago.
I bet we will be seeing something by June or July, by a trailer.
That makes sense because we're getting OC next week, and then they premiere in June. So
it only makes sense that it comes on right as OC's.
Yes.
Do it the right way.
Do it the right way.
I'm excited for it. So I'm excited about that.
Let me see. What was my second thing that I was really into? I am currently. Wow. What was my other obsession?
It's all right. I've got plenty.
Go ahead, continue. So
you're like Jonathan, guys. Last week, Jonathan is the same fuck away. I'm like, come with a list. And then it was like, yeah, I got you. And then he shows up there. Jonathan spent half the time like, I was
literally in the shower. And I had three of them. And then now I don't know where they went. The mob one was definitely it.
McDonald's, strawberry shortcake McFlurry. Haven't had it yet. I know. Strawberry shortcake McFlurry.
I don't eat fruit. No,
it's not actually strawberry, and it's like pieces of cake. You don't like strawberry shortcake?
Nothing with fruit.
It's
the only good fruit is a faggot, as Kathy would allege.
Yeah. Well, I
or Giselle, but not allegedly. Did you see that? She said
no.
She said,
on her podcast, I'm sorry, you guys, Giselle is not allowed to use the F word.
No,
sorry.
Kathy, definitely not.
Giselle, maybe four seasons ago, I would have been like, maybe, but no, she's so far down.
Mm-mm.
No, she can't. Half you girls on Potomac can't say anything to me, actually.
I am really interested to see what happens this season.
Everybody's back.
How is it gonna move forward? Yeah. But like, this cast doesn't make sense anymore, right?
Yeah, it's weird. They don't like each other, and I don't like watching them.
You know what I am curious, and this goes with like Robin and Mary Cosby off the top of my head, which, you know, she's my queen. Oh, that's my other obsession is Mary Cosby going to the Trixie Motel for their cast trip. That's my second obsession.
Okay.
the fact that Mary Cosby was in the Trixie Motel and had to go to a drag show is giving me everything.
It's that alone. That trip better be three episodes. I need to see every fucking waking moment of her uncomfortable, squirming. It's going to be.
I cannot wait. Like,
we might be in the golden era again.
We might be. She just needs to behave. She needs to start getting more into it. And like, so this is where I was flashing back to where I was starting with this. How do you decide when someone does something like A, not showing up to a reunion? But she's such a needed character, right? Or Robin, who has all this crazy shit going on now in her life, where she needs to be back to answer to some of these things, or maybe like talk about some. How do you bring them back in full time? Isn't that rewarding, like bad behavior? Like, how, where's
what
the
they
balance?
Need to start doing is having some kind of clause in their contract that really, like, maybe put maybe it, like, docks their pay substantially if they skip the reunion, because the reunion is such a payoff for the fans. It's like, really,
well, they lose money. The reunion's not in their initial check.
They, I know, yeah, paid. It's a separate,
yeah, mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of the New York women were pissed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But I think that it should be written into their contract that if you don't show up for the reunion, then we're going to really fine you, because this is the complete part of the season. I mean, it's literally part of the episode lineup. So,
right.
That's really annoying for me. But with someone like Robin,
but like,
I think
with Mary, we needed Mary.
It's different.
Back.
We did. Like, we needed Mary back for sure.
But like, at the same time, that's enough to probably fuel something where, yeah, like, oh, I can get away with anything now. Right,
maybe with Robin, maybe that would be the case.
Yeah,
she's been on
I don't
so
know
long.
About Mary, yeah.
And also, Robin's drama, I don't necessarily need an answer to, because I know my answer. Robin's been cheating, I mean, on, or Juan's been cheating on you up and down since the day he was born. But like, that's neither here nor theirs.
But then he has the basketball thing that was a part of their lives at
but they're
moment.
Not going to talk about any of that, so he's probably going to be like, I'm not talking about it. So it's like, then if you're not going to talk about it, then
true.
You can't come on. I bet they're
right.
figuring it
they
out and I
the
bet they're filming
but they
with
need
her.
The money, because he lost his job, so they better talk about it.
Congratulations, now you're just reality stars.
Yeah, literally
don't know jobs
literally. Yeah. I mean, if I need Robin to like get up from her nap and call back whatever Macy's, the department stores that wanted her hats. You know, she's like, yeah, no, I just was sleeping and I didn't feel like doing it. Ma'am, that was a department store to carry your product. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Sonia didn't even get a chance to put her toaster oven in a department store.
There's a ton of shows returning. Real Housewives of Miami, Real Housewives of the OC, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You have information about all of them. I want to go over to the B-side to talk about these things. Tell the people where to follow you on social media real quick so we can get all of that, because we were talking about it offline. I want to talk about it on the B-side. Tell the people real quick.
You can find me, Faces by Bravo, on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and old seasons of But Now We Said It podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All of your favorite podcasts, wherever you want to listen to them. Look them up.
I was on it. It's fun.
It's so fun. So, yeah, thanks.
You guys know
I'm also in a wig and sometimes I'm in a wig at times, you know,
on Instagram often
on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
You guys know where to find me, Pet Shop Boy. Go to patreon.com/theBList to subscribe for the B side. There's going to be bonus episodes there. You can listen to this one. We're going to talk about, Nicole, Dr. Nicole. He's going to tell me some information about that. Steven was recently filming at an event at Sutton's concept store for Beverly Hills. So you kind of saw the new person for that. You're going to tell me all about it. We're going to talk about it on the B-side.
We
got
to go
guys.
Over to the B-side for that.
Okay. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you next week. I think next week we have a writer from SNL on. So it's going to be really fun.
Woo!
Yeah. I don't want to say which one yet, but you guys have to stay tuned. Bye, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.